From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett says first responders are out looking for victims of several tornadoes that churned through the southern plains.
We have family unification centers set up. We have a number of power outages. The police and fire rescue units are working a fairly large area, about 30 square miles, making sure that we have found everyone who might have been impacted by the storm or might be missing.
Five deaths are reported. Dozens of people are injured throughout the state. Oklahoma City's manager says a power outage has left residents not only without lights but without drinking water. Widespread destruction led authorities to close Interstate 40, backing up traffic for miles. The Oklahoma storms were part of a violent weather system that also spawned twisters in Kansas. The most serious damage there is reported in Belmont, east of Topeka. No one there is hurt. BP is moving forward with a new plan and a new device to capture some of the oil that is gushing from the sea floor in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Richard Harris explains it's a smaller version of the device that failed over the weekend.
The first attempt to capture oil from the leaking pipe on the seafloor involved lowering a huge steel dome over it to capture the oil like a funnel. The idea was to let the oil flow up a pipe to the surface. But methane gas mixed in with the oil instantly turned to ice when it hit the seawater inside the funnel and created a jam. So now BP is preparing a much smaller device to clamp on the leaking pipe. They hope the gas will come in less contact with seawater. BP will also inject methanol into the new system, since that chemical helps prevent the buildup of methane ice. At best, this would be a partial solution. In the next 2 weeks, BP is planning to pump golf balls, rope knots, and shreds of tires into a partially closed valve on the seafloor to see if they can jam it up and stop the flow of oil that way. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Solicitor General Elena Kagan is preparing to meet senators on Capitol Hill this week. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the ramp-up to Supreme Court confirmation hearings.
As Solicitor General, Kagan argues cases before the Supreme Court on behalf of the federal government. Now she's nominated to sit on the other side of the bench. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said Kagan will keep working on cases she's already involved with as Solicitor General, but she won't take on any new projects. Gibbs says he expects Kagan to start meeting senators one-on-one later this week, a tradition for Supreme Court nominees. Some of the Republicans who supported Kagan for Solicitor General have said confirming her to a lifetime position on the Supreme Court is a different calculation. In a midterm election year, many Republicans are under pressure to oppose her. Although no formal date has been announced, hearings are expected later this summer. Gibbs said he expects a timetable that would lead to her confirmation before the Senate's August recess. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Stock prices are up overseas. Investors happy about European Union efforts to prevent financial meltdowns. This is NPR News. U.S. stock exchanges have agreed to a framework of coordination aimed at avoiding future market meltdowns like the one that briefly drove the Dow Industrials down over 700 points in about 10 minutes last Thursday. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The agreement came in a meeting between the heads of six U.S. stock exchanges and federal regulators at the Securities and Exchange Commission in Washington. The SEC released a statement saying that, as a first step, the parties agreed on a structural framework to be refined over the next day for strengthening circuit breakers and handling erroneous trades. Regulators and exchange officials suspect Thursday's stock plunge may have worsened when the New York Stock Exchange activated circuit breakers, that is, paused trading on a number of stocks. But electronic exchanges like the NASDAQ continued trading. A shortage of buyers on the electronic exchanges apparently helped drive prices in some stocks dramatically lower, accelerating Thursday's sell-off. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he will step down after the first British election since 1974 to produce no clear winner.
I have no desire to stay in my position longer than is needed to ensure the path to economic growth is assured and the process of political reform we have agreed moves forward quickly.
Brown's move throws a wrench into the Conservative Party's effort to forge an alliance with the small Liberal Democratic Party. Brown wants his own Labor Party to team up with the Liberal Democrats and stay in power. The U.S. government is now looking into another possible Toyota delay in a safety recall. The company recalled vehicles in 2005 for steering defects. This is NPR News.